Seeing Beyond is funded by Bonnie Colleen, its advertisers, some of the guests who receive promotional consideration, and by sale of products. Seeing Beyond, Bonnie Colleen, and the owners of this station are not responsible for the opinions or business practices of guests and sponsors. What you hear on Seeing Beyond is not a substitute for professional and medical advice. Seeing Beyond does not recommend a path for anyone to follow, but offers the opportunity for you to explore new ideas. Choose to work with the people and products that support your beliefs. We want always to respect your personal boundaries.
This is Skywatch for Tuesday, September 18th. Caution lights are up for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday as Uranus backs up in retrograde and again squares Pluto, who is standing still at the heavens at 11:55 p.m. tonight. Problems with electricity, computers, rebels, and the weather are all more likely this week, along with something unexpected, a Uranian specialty. This square is a permanent fixture in the Skywatch for a couple of years, as these powerful planets remain connected in a stressful and challenging aspect. More confusion stems from the moon being void of course from 4:30 a.m. to 7:46 a.m. when Luna enters intense Scorpio. The kiss of the day follows as the moon trines psychic Neptune at 9:34 a.m. Tuesday morning. Trust your hunches then, and you'll find the right button to hit. Okay, keep it simple and safe this afternoon and evening. You'll hear sirens in the cities tonight as times change. I'm Lance Ferguson.
Good morning and welcome to Seeing Beyond. I'm Bonnie Colleen, your host. I've been bringing you this program now for almost 24 years nonstop. It's been my pleasure. I've met so many of you at Seeing Beyond events and other places. Thank you so much for all of your positive, good energy. And you can find out more about me and my pioneering guests on our website, seeingbeyond.com. When you go there to today's date, you'll see that our guest this hour is Lynn McGonigal, and we're going to be talking about the Light Workers Healing Method, which is not only an amazing healing method, but the story behind it is amazing also. Lynn McGonigal is the founder and teaching channel of the Light Workers Healing Method, or as she calls it, LHM. Lynn, it's so good to have you here back with us on Seeing Beyond. And I know you've told this story several times on the program, but we always have new listeners. And it's really important to know how this healing method got, should I use the words downloaded? Would you say that that kind of covers what happened?
That sounds pretty accurate. I think that they dropped it into my lap.
Yes, well, tell that story again, because it's, you know, it's the kind of thing that we all want in our lives, is this kind of guidance.
Absolutely, Bonnie. It's my pleasure. I really think that it's important to say from the outset that I was at one point a mainstream thinker in our society here in North America, living a mainstream life. I was a CPA, a partner in an accounting firm. My dad was a Western medical doctor. My mom was a scientist. My brothers and sisters were in science and Western medicine. So that was my frame of reference, business, mainstream, Western thinking. And then my brother died after a long illness. He had had a death and revival experience, and it wasn't one of those classic go to the light through the tunnel experiences, but he was aware that he was aware, even though his body was supposedly dead. So he promised me, when he came back from that, he promised me that if there was something after death, and if he died, and if he could come back and tell me about it, that he would. So, of course, he did die, or we wouldn't be having this conversation today. And then roughly 3 weeks after he died, I was throwing out the junk mail, walked into the laundry room, looked out the window. There he was, standing outside, scared me very badly, but got my attention. And so I started focusing in a way that I hadn't been focusing before, noticing things that I hadn't noticed before. And over time, he was leading me into the higher dimensions without my understanding what was going on. I was trying to keep keep up with him, maintain my relationship with him. And he was leading me upstairs, so to speak, until we were basically standing on top of the astral planes, which is where the guides, our spirit guides, hover, because it's as close to Earth as they can get before the static overwhelms their voices and we can't hear them anymore. So there we are up above the astral planes. My brother hides from me so that I will stop looking at him and start noticing the other things that were there to be seen, and then I see the guides. And because I noticed them, they could start to interact with me. And a process began that I didn't understand at the time, where they were teaching me basically this energy healing system. I didn't know that's what they were teaching me. I thought they were teaching me cool little energy tricks. But it was a healing system. And so at that point in time, I was still trying to fit into mainstream society, carry on just like everything was normal, but I was living this secret life. And about 3 years into that, back in 1994, quite a while ago now, my guide started saying to me, "You're not doing your work in the world. This isn't what you're supposed to be doing. We want you to sell your business and do something else." And Bonnie, I just couldn't understand what it was that they wanted me to do. And at the time, I thought, they aren't telling me what it is they want me to do. But now I know they were shouting it at me, jumping up and down and waving big signs. I just couldn't hear it because it was so far out of my frame of reference. I couldn't understand what they were saying. So I never said no, but I did nothing. I just put it off. You know, I continued on, and what happened because I was continuing on is I got very sick, became disabled with chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia. And those are diseases of mental confusion and pain and fatigue. And so I went to bed and tried to get well. And I started with Western medicine because that was my frame of reference, but it did nothing. And then I slid down the slope into the progressively more alternative ways of dealing with it, chiropractic and acupuncture, of course, and therapeutic touch and Reiki and massage and raw foods and juicing and yoga and all the things that I could find because I was in the search for healing. Some things helped a little. Most things didn't help at all. And finally, I was basically begging my guides, tell me what to do. And they said, well, you know, you could actually consider using some of the things we've been teaching you for all these years. Which, I know, it makes me sound like a complete idiot, doesn't it?
Well, you know, I don't know. I think, well, you said there was mental confusion, but also, you know, these things are so extraordinary. They don't happen to us every day, and we're human beings. So it feels right to me like I think many people would be skeptical and confused and wondering what this was all about.
Right, exactly. I just didn't know.
Yeah.
So when they pointed it out to me that they had, in fact, already put into my hands the very tools that I needed to heal myself, I got it and started to apply them. And right away, Bonnie, right away, I started feeling better. And it's not like I went from disabled in bed to running half marathons right away, but I have run half marathons since then. And what happened is that not only did I myself get up and out of bed, but I started knowing that I was supposed to be helping other people, but I was, once again, having a bit of a time getting over that hurdle, because now I'm going to have to let go of trying to fit in and let some other people know that I'm having these experiences. But sometimes things kind of get taken out of our hands when we don't act, and the words just come out of our mouths when we don't expect them to. And the words are, I think I can help you with that. So I said that to a friend who let me help her with her situation, and then she told somebody who told somebody who told somebody, and what was happening without my understanding is that I was developing a healing practice. So from about, we'll say, late 99, early 2000, until now, I've been working with this as my day job. I started my healing practice back then, and I have been working with it now with thousands of people for 12 plus years. And And that's a wonderful life, Bonnie. The life of an energy healer is a wonderful thing because we sit in a front row seat for a show of multidimensional healing day in and day out, and there's nothing like that to build trust in the universe. But then 5 years ago, it became very clear once again that I wasn't doing what I was supposed to be doing in the world. And when I said to my guides, "Are you joking me? Did you see the life change I made?" They said, "Well, listen, honey, we didn't go through all this effort just for you." So at that point, I knew that. See, I already knew what resistance would do, and I had no interest whatsoever in getting sick again.
Right.
So sometimes, right. So sometimes it's better to just suck it up and do what it is we're supposed to do right away. So I did my best to do that. I started teaching 5 years ago, and this is what I'm doing now, is teaching this method of angelically guided energy healing to anyone who wants to learn it. It's a skill. It's not a gift. We can all do this. We can all learn how to work with energy healing.
Well, that is the good news. And when we come back from our first break, we're going to be talking with Lynn about the Lightworkers healing method. What is it exactly? And I know these things, because they're so experiential, are often more difficult to talk about than to actually demonstrate. But we're going to do the best we very can this hour, because after all, this is radio. Well, besides being a teacher and a healer, Lynn McGonigal is also the author of the book, The Lightworkers Healing Method, Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be. And after hearing her story, I think you're convinced that it's important that we listen to spirit and then act upon it. The good news is that there's an excerpt from Chapter 1 that says the point of our lives is to have challenges, but to succeed, to be the victor over, not the victim of, life circumstances. In this method of divine energy healing, we learn to become conduits for divine energy to help people come into alignment with their soul's life purpose, to meet those challenges and to succeed, to, in short, have a story of triumph. The book, The Lightworkers Healing Method, Be Who Your Soul Wants to Be, is available at all major booksellers and, of course, online. And listen to this. 3 chapters are freely available on Lynn McGonigal's website. And that is lightworkersmethod.com. Of course, you can find her information, her contact information, on the calendar section of the homepage of our Seeing Beyond website. Well, we're going to come back and talk very specifically about the Lightworkers Healing Method. What is it, and how in the world is Lynn able to teach it? That's next right here on Seeing Beyond. I'm Bonnie Colleen. Who your soul wants you to be? Healing practitioners and spiritual seekers alike can learn the Lightworkers Healing Method, an angelically guided energy healing system with the exceptional goal of aligning us with our soul's life plan. Everything from financial issues to depression, chronic pain, and incurable diseases can all be healed. On Saturday, September 22nd at 9 a.m., Lynn McGonigal, the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method, joins Bonnie and Seeing Beyond listeners to talk about this unique system and the workshops she'll be teaching at the Institute of Noetic Sciences on November 3rd and 4th, 2012. Listeners, Lynn will have special opportunities for you just for tuning in. Hasn't your soul waited long enough? That's Lynn McGonigal and Bonnie Colleen on Seeing Beyond, Saturday, September 22nd, 9 o'clock a.m., and of course, online live at kestradio.com.
Come to East West Bookstore this Friday and discover the benefits of integrative health with Teresa Vicini, who will take you beyond the traditional healthcare system to a broader approach to health and healing. The East West Psychic Fair takes place Saturday and Sunday, with many practitioners available to offer advice and guidance. And on Saturday night, Stephen Manis will share the 7 essential questions that can deepen your relationship with your romantic partner. Get all the details at eastwest.com.
You're not going to want to miss this one. Good news! A wellness gala is coming to town. It's called Balance Your Life. Sunday, October 14th, 1 to 6 p.m. at the Crown Plaza Cabana Hotel in Palo Alto. Deb Peterson, the producer of this gala, has produced 35 wellness galas since 2009. Their events are upscale, focusing on health, beauty, and wellness. Their practitioners provide mini sessions of 10 minutes or less for attendees to experience their modality. Food, live music, workshops, seminars, and guest speakers are all included in the ticket price for the attendees of only $25 in advance, $35 at the door. And they do a full-color brochure that attendees can take home and use as a resource guide. By the way, a portion of the proceeds benefits Teen Challenge. So again, that's a wellness gala at the Crown Plaza Cabana Hotel in Palo Alto, Sunday, October 14th, 1 to 6 p.m. For more information, go to wellnessgala.com. I'm Bonnie Colleen. We're here with Lynn McGonigal, and it's just so great to have her joining us again. She's the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method, or as she calls it, LHM. Higher dimension healers taught her this system of angelically guided energy healing in a process that, as she said, was triggered by her brother's death in January 1990. LHM drew Lynn out of her first successful career as a partner in a public accounting firm into the healing arts. Now, I would say that that is a huge transformation to be going from being a CPA, which I think of as being so left-brained, into being a healer, and a healer who is directed by the angelic realm. Lynn, that is quite a story. But for people who may not know, let's define our terms. What exactly is the Lightworkers Healing Method?
It's a good idea to define terms, Bonnie. I'm with you on that. Here's the overview of the Lightworkers Healing Method. Basically, here we are. We're all spiritual beings, energy beings, having a human experience. When we learn to relate with the energy part of ourselves, then we start to become more aware of the spiritual aspects. So before we're born, our souls all have a plan for our lives. This isn't something we just do on a whim. We don't just say, I think I'll be born tomorrow. We know what we want to accomplish. And so we come into life knowing there are going to be challenges, but we expect to rise above them. And when we get here, we find out it's a little bit more confusing than we thought it would be, and sometimes, often, things get off track. So many people are suffering in our society, Bonnie. If you look around, do people look happy to you?
Yeah, it is. People are stressed, let's face it.
They're stressed, they're suffering, they're sad, they feel stuck. Sometimes they even get angry. Sometimes they struggle with money or relationships. Sometimes even their bodies are sick, like my body was. So the Lightworkers Healing Method is a way to help yourself and help others come back into alignment with the soul's plan, which is a place where we know we can succeed, to succeed in life, to find health and peace and joy and love and fulfillment, to find a life that works. In the Lightworkers Healing Method, the healers act as, I guess you'd call it, channels for higher dimension beings like the spirit guides and angels and light beings, which are commonly called angels, and also for pure divine flow. And all of that is available. The whole universe is available to all of us when we learn how to work with it. And it can heal a person's life on any level. The stuff of life can be healed. Physical issues, mental issues, emotional issues, spiritual issues, financial issues, relationship issues. The stuff of life can be healed. We work with past lives and future lives. And all of this is a natural process that anyone can learn to do. We all come into body with a system that's wired to be able to do this. Now, some of us are more gifted than others, just like with tennis or with singing or with anything. Some of us can do it better than others, but we can all play tennis, and no matter what people say, we can all sing. It may not sound like we want it to, but we can all sing, and this is much the same. We can all learn how to work with our guides, with other people's guides, with the angels, and create higher dimension healing for each other and for ourselves.
I love the fact that this is not just something that you can do, Lynn, but something that others can learn to do, too. And I know that you've got some classes coming up. In fact, very soon, next month, in the San Francisco area. Tell us more about those.
Absolutely. We're holding them at the Institute of Noetic Sciences, the Earthrise Retreat Center, which is in Petaluma, right north of San Francisco. And these are our first classes on the West Coast. We've been teaching this on the East Coast, but not on the West Coast until now. So it's the inaugural event in the West Coast. So we're holding it at the IONS Retreat Center because of it's a wonderful place. And this first class will be quite small because we have to establish a teaching team that can support the West Coast before we want to take on a big West Coast group. We want to make sure we can do it right. And so we're limiting the class sizes on these first few classes until we're sure that we're ready for a bigger class. And I know that the quality of these small classes is going to be extraordinary because we've been teaching big classes. So now to come back into a small group setting will be wonderful. Really wonderful. I'm looking forward to it very much. The first class, November 3rd and 4th, the level one class, the foundational class, is basically a class where we learn the energy alignment that's essential to being a channel for higher dimension healers. The most important thing is to not hold ourselves separate, to rise above this illusion that we have of being separate, and to recognize that we're truly all one. And when we stop fighting with that, when we recognize it and merge in with our healing subjects, miracles happen. We can be healed at the same time that they are healed of issues that we don't even know we have. So that's in the first weekend. In the first weekend, we also work with self-care as a healer, which is a big deal in the caring professions, the healing professions, nursing, psychotherapy, massage therapy, acupuncture, life coaching, etc. People can burn out because they don't know how to handle their energy bodies, how to manage their energy bodies. So we cover that. We also, of course, establish the links with the guides, the angels, and the higher dimension beings, and help people learn to distinguish yes from no. We can run our lives with yes and no. We can run healing sessions with yes and no, but also our lives. So all of that is in the first class, the November 3rd and 4th class.
And now, what if a Seeing Beyond listener so wants to take this but just isn't able because of their own life schedule to be able to take the first sessions of classes in November with you? Are there any other options available?
Oh, thank you, Bonnie. That's a good question. There are. We have distance learning programs available. We have a self-paced distance learning program that is available that people can take when they wish. It includes, of course, reading materials, of course, the energy transmissions that are a huge part of teaching multidimensional healing. And it includes one-on-one mentoring to get people through the exercises, the practices, that are essential to learning something. We don't learn by listening. We learn by doing. So in these classes, of course, I explain what we do, and of course, I give demonstrations, and of course, we do experientials, but the most important, and of course, there are energy transmissions, but the most important thing are the practices. So in the distance learning program, there are scheduled teleconference calls with your mentor to lead you through the practice exercises. And there are also webinar opportunities, so if people want to participate on those days but just can't make the drive, you can webinar in. It's nice to do that with a friend so that you have someone to practice with. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely, and I love it. I'm hoping that many of you Seeing Beyond listeners can actually be there in person with Lynn McGonigal when she'll be teaching the level one of this healing method at the IONS Retreat Center in the San Francisco Bay Area. And again, the dates are November 3 through 4, November 3rd and 4th. And for those of you who cannot attend that way, you can go to her website and put that out again for our listeners, Lynn.
It's lightworkersmethod.com. Lightworkers is plural, method, M-E-T-H-O-D.com.
The other thing that's great news is that there is a practitioner in the San Francisco Bay Area that is offering Seeing Beyond listeners half off their first LHM healing session. So you can experience for yourself how this healing session works. Why don't you introduce her to our listeners and let us know a little bit about her so that they might want to call her and actually experience this LHM healing session themselves.
I would be very glad to. Lucy Belknap is the only certified LHM practitioner in the San Francisco Bay Area. She has just been a rising star inside of our community, and we're very, very proud of her. She learned the entire art distantly. She did not go to a single class, and then participated in the certification program, which is typically a 1 to 3 year program, and she completed it in less than a year. And she's extraordinary. She's an extraordinary practitioner, and her heart is so full of love. She's so generous and sharing and caring. She's a remarkable human being.
All right, and can this work be done over the telephone if people can't actually travel to where Lucy is?
Absolutely. It can be done over the phone or by Skype or in person. We teach it as a hands-off modality. If people have that question, there's not a touch. There's no touching involved, and you're fully clothed, so it's not invasive at all. It's not physically invasive.
Well, her name is Lucy Belknap, and she's the only San Francisco Bay Area LHM certified practitioner, and she's offering all Seeing Beyond listeners who call her half off on your first LHM healing session. So you're invited to experience this method for yourself. Lucy can be reached by phone at 510-847-8393. That's 510-847-8393 for that very special offering. And again, Lynn McGonigal's book is The Lightworkers Healing Method, Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be. You can get the first three chapters available on her website, lightworkersmethod.com. And, of course, it's also available at all major bookstores and online. So that URL, again, is lightworkersmethod.com. We've got more. Stay with us as we continue, I promise you, to see beyond. I'm Bonnie Colleen. Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Healing practitioners and spiritual seekers alike can learn the Lightworkers Healing Method, an angelically guided energy healing system with the exceptional goal of aligning us with our soul's life plan. Everything from financial issues to depression, chronic pain, and incurable diseases can all be healed. On Saturday, September 22nd at 9 a.m., Lynn McGonigal, the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method, joins Bonnie and Seeing Beyond listeners to talk about this unique system and the workshop she'll be teaching at the Institute of Noetic Sciences on November 3rd and 4th, 2012. Listeners, Lynn will have special opportunities for you just for tuning in. Hasn't your soul waited long enough? That's Lynn McGonigal and Bonnie Colleen on Seeing Beyond, Saturday, September 22nd, 9 o'clock a.m., and of course, online live at kestradio.com.
Too often, health care becomes disease care. But what if you had the tools to heal yourself, your loved ones, and the planet, and the knowledge to use those tools? Tune in every Thursday morning at 6 a.m. to The Road Less Traveled, where you will meet cutting-edge, innovative practitioners who are committed to supporting your quest for total health. Join your hosts, David Stouter and Elise Marie Kirk, at our new time, Thursdays at 6 a.m., right here on KEST 1450 and on the web at trltradio.com.
Do you realize chiropractic can help you with so much more than physical pain? From weight loss, allergies, headaches, chronic sports-related injuries, and, of course, spinal care, all can be treated with chiropractic. If you can relate to any of these issues, it's all taken care of at Lancer Chiropractic, where they take a holistic approach to wellness by dealing with a wide variety of physical, psychological, spiritual, and emotional issues with compassion and strength. Call today to book your appointment with Lancer Chiropractic in Sunnyvale, 408-245-5454, 408-245-5454. Dr. Wendy Lancer, Bonnie Colleen's chiropractor. You can also visit their website at lancerchiropractic.com. Welcome back. I am Bonnie Colleen. We're here with Lynn McGonigal. She is the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method. She calls it LHM. LHM has an exceptional goal for an energy healing modality, and that is to align us with our soul's life purpose. It is both a spiritual growth vehicle and a healing system that resonates with healers and serious spiritual seekers. LHM improves the present by working with both past and future lives, as well as higher dimension guides, angels, and light beings in a unique and powerful process. Find out more at lightworkersmethod.com. Well, Lynn, this is amazing, but you say that anyone can learn to do this. Why is LHM such a, I guess I'll call it a natural process?
Yes. Well, here's the thing. We're all essentially souls. We're not essentially humans. We're essentially souls. And as souls, we naturally are connected with our guides very well, very clearly. So when we come into a body, we retain that core skill. We know at some deep level how to do this. All of us do. All of us know how to be connected with the higher dimensions. We might need to be reminded of it. And so the classes do remind people of what they already actually know how to do. But we're naturally connected in the out-of-body state, which is not only before we were born and after the body dies, but it's also every single night when we go to sleep. Every night we get out of our bodies and we do something. Now, we may not go to the higher dimensions. Many people get waylaid in the astral planes. You know, they get distracted by the astral planes, and I understand that. It's a very distracting place. But being out of our bodies is natural. Being connected with others is natural. Connecting with past lives is natural. We're all already doing it. We just don't necessarily know that we're doing it. It's those memories that we have, the deja vu experiences, the people we like right away, and the people we don't like right away, etc. Those are past life, almost always those are past life memories. Phobias, for example, are another classic signal of a past life event. These things that people call irrational fears, I have never worked with an irrational fear. I have worked with thousands of people who have fears, and when the full story is known, it always makes perfect sense why they would be afraid. So when we're labeling something an irrational fear, it's a classic flashing signal of a past life situation that just needs to be addressed in some way or another. And the person's guides know how to address it. So through LHM, we are led through the process by the healing subject's own personal guides, and the root causes of our disharmonies can be lifted out and released.
Just beautiful, Lynn. I'm so glad that you're not only doing this, but you're here on Seeing Beyond, letting our listeners know about LHM. Just kind of curious, if everyone in the world practiced LHM, any idea what might be the result?
Well, of course, that would be beautiful, because the goal of LHM is to have everybody be living their soul plan, whatever it is. And everyone's soul plan is unique and individual, and we would never tell anybody what it is they should be doing. That is never for us to do at all. But what we do is help people do what it is they intended to do as a soul. So when everyone is living their soul plan, Well, then, of course, the overall plan is occurring right here on Earth. The divine plan will be happening here on Earth. And Bonnie, the beautiful thing is, it doesn't have to take everybody on Earth to be living their soul plan. All we need is the human equivalent of 100 monkeys, just enough people to be living their soul plan, and then, boom, it will pull the rest of us into living our soul plans, too.
Love that idea. Well, you know, I call Seeing Beyond a school without walls, and I consider our guests, the pioneers like you, Lynn, to be our faculty. So what about it? Can you teach us something right now, something that's an example of how LHM works?
I would love to do that. How much time do I have right now?
You have at least 5 minutes.
Okay,
which on the radio is a long time.
We'll go for the short version. What I would like to lead us through is a process that we call the opening process. It's a process that we use to open every healing session and every class, and it's a process of creating, or rather aligning with, sacred space as individuals. Now, if someone's driving, I would not recommend that they close their eyes. But if you're in a place that you can close your eyes, go ahead and do that, because that can help us draw our focus inward. And then just take a deep breath, and just for a moment, notice your body, notice your breathing. If there's any pain or tightness, pressure or discomfort, just breathe into it with love. Pain is just a messenger, just a messenger. We tend to make it wrong and feel like pain is something that shouldn't be. So if instead we just breathe into the pain, acknowledge it, maybe apologize for taking so long to listen to the message. Sometimes that's all it needs to release. Sometimes it needs more. So if right now that pain needs more, simply make a date to come back to it, maybe when this show is over, maybe at lunch, maybe at the end of the day, and pay attention to that pain. But now just draw your focus into your chest, the center of your chest, which holds the center of the heart chakra. And let's just imagine that we can align our heart chakra with universal presence and know that the chakra is really much larger than it's typically depicted. I've never worked with a single person who has a heart chakra smaller than a hula hoop in diameter. So if you think about a hula hoop, or perhaps even your outstretched arms from fingertip to fingertip, and know that that's how big your heart chakra is, now let's align that with universal presence and start to draw light and love from universal source straight into the front of the heart, filling the entire chakra so full of love it bulges and expands and exhales out the back in a river of love. Now there's a river of love flowing through us and around us from front to back, front to back. At this point, energy-sensitive people often can feel things starting to shift in their bodies, sometimes in their head, feet, hands, all these areas that are typically not thought of as being part of the heart chakra. But our chakras are so much larger than we typically think they are. You see, we're much more powerful than we think they are. We are. We have a much greater influence on our lives than we think we do. So by aligning our full chakra with universal presence and drawing love through the fullness of it, we refresh our entire energy body. Now, let's draw our focus out the back, in between our shoulder blades, out the back of the heart chakra, and let's have the intention to connect with some other element of divine presence, the one we're most personally comfortable with. Maybe Christ consciousness, maybe Buddha nature, maybe something else. It doesn't matter what it is, and we don't even need to know what it is. We can just have the intention to draw in that which we're most personally comfortable with straight into the back of the heart chakra, once again filling it so full of love that it bulges and expands and exhales out the front. And now this river of love is flowing in the back and out the front, once again at least as big as a hula hoop and maybe as big as outstretched fingertip to fingertip or larger, letting this river flow through us now back to front. And now we'll just swish those rivers back to front and front to back through the heart, creating turbulence, clearing, cleansing the heart. And now the chakra is spinning into this perfect, nice, full, healthy shape. So now drawing the focus to the feet and through the feet, connecting into divine planetary energy, we can draw up Father Earth and Mother Earth energy, drawing those up through us and around us in an upward rising river of love. Again, at least as big around as a hula hoop or perhaps outstretched fingertip to outstretched fingertip, a river of Earth love flowing through us and around us from the center of the planet to the center of the universe, and let it straighten up our energy body as we do. As it flows, our energy bodies tend to slump. We get slumpy in our energy bodies, which of course puts stress on our physical system as well. A lot of back problems and scoliosis are simply slumpy energy bodies. So let's right now, all of us, draw up our energy fields tall and strong from the center of the planet to the center of the universe, letting this river flow through us and around us, aligning us, straightening us, healing us, clearing us, supporting us. Now, we can let our focus float up out the top of our head to the crown, through the crown, connecting into source energy now, that rainbow of healing frequencies, and start to draw in all the healing frequencies we currently have access to. If you're an existing energy practitioner, if you're a Reiki practitioner, for example, draw in the Reiki frequencies. If you're a reconnective practitioner, draw in reconnective frequencies. Draw in the healing frequencies we currently have access to. All that we have ever had access to in any lifetime, and all that we will ever have access to in any lifetime, and knowing that we're eternal beings on an eternal growth path, that means all healing frequencies that exist, because at some point in time we'll experience all of them. Whew, letting these flow through us and around us in a downward flowing river of love from the center of the universe to the center of the planet, right through that same pillar of light, maybe outstretched fingertip to outstretched fingertip, letting that source healing frequency river flow. Now let's swish those rivers top to bottom and bottom to top. Whew, top to bottom and bottom to top, creating turbulence in the energy body, clearing, cleansing. Now drawing the focus to the intersection area of heart chakra and vertical channels, and instantly you can feel it building a critical mass of love, and then there's this popping feeling as it pops into a big bubble of light and love, creating safe, sacred, private, healing, growing, learning space for us to do our work in today. We can notice the outside of the bubble, feel it with our hands. It's light, bright, resilient, strong, made of love, crackling with electricity on the outside. It's really clear that only beings that we invite in can join us. This is private, sacred, healing, growing, learning space. And now we ask all of our guides, the angels, the higher dimension beings, to join us in the bubble. Whew. They know how to make an entrance. Let's ask right now for any help, blessings, and guidance that are available, any healing that's available, for all of us to be given exactly what it is that we need as individuals to pull us forward on our life paths right now, today.
Lynn, that was absolutely beautiful. Oh, I'm so appreciative for that. It's great to have such an example of the healing method called the Light Workers Method. So thank you so much for that. And Sing Beyond listeners, you know what? You can learn how to do this yourself. Lynn is coming to our listening area. She'll be at the IONS Retreat Center in the San Francisco Bay Area, teaching Level 1 November 3rd and 4th. Find out more and register at lightworkersmethod.com. And if you want to actually experience this healing method yourself, call Lucy Belknap. She is the only San Francisco Bay Area LHM certified practitioner, and she's going to be giving all Sing Beyond listeners who call her half off of their first LHM healing session. So Lucy invites you to experience this method for yourself, and she can be reached by phone at 510-847-8393, 510-847-8393. We've got more. Stay with us, as I promise you, we will be again seeing Beyond. I'm Bonnie Colleen. Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Healing practitioners and spiritual seekers alike can learn the Lightworkers Healing Method, an angelically guided energy healing system with the exceptional goal of aligning us with our soul's life plan. Everything from financial issues to depression, chronic pain, and incurable diseases can all be healed. On Saturday, September 22nd at 9 a.m., Lynn McGonigal, the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method, joins Bonnie and Seeing Beyond listeners to talk about this unique system and the workshops she'll be teaching at the Institute of Noetic Sciences on November 3rd and 4th, 2012. Listeners, Lynn will have special opportunities for you just for tuning in. Hasn't your soul waited long enough? That's Lynn McGonigal and Bonnie Colleen on Seeing Beyond, Saturday, September 22nd, 9 o'clock a.m. And, of course, online live at kestradio.com. Are you where you really want to be in your life? How about a jump start to get you moving? It's time to trade in your reasons and get results now. Success coach Gail Fallon McDonald will get you moving. Contact Gail for her special half-price offer now. 1-800-680-2137. 1-800-680-2137. Or email Gail through her website at heartofyoursuccess.com. Ask yourself, what has waiting cost you already? You're not going to want to miss this one. Good news, a wellness gala is coming to town. It's called Balance Your Life. Sunday, October 14th, 1 to 6 p.m. at the Crown Plaza Cabana Hotel in Palo Alto. Deb Peterson, the producer of this gala, has produced 35 wellness galas since 2009. Their events are upscale, focusing on health, beauty, and wellness. Their practitioners provide mini sessions of 10 minutes or less for attendees to experience their modality. Food, live music, workshops, seminars, and guest speakers are all included in the ticket price for the attendees of only $25 in advance, $35 at the door. And they do a full-color brochure that attendees can take home and use as a resource guide. By the way, a portion of the proceeds benefits Teen Challenge. So again, that's a wellness gala at the Crown Plaza Cabana Hotel in Palo Alto, Sunday, October 14th, 1 to 6 p.m. For more information, go to wellnessgala.com. Welcome back. We're here with Lynn McGonigal, and she is the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method. It's called LHM. LHM improves the present by working with both past and future lives, as well as higher dimension guides, angels, and light beings in a unique and powerful process. Lynn says that as spiritual beings having a human experience, our souls all have plans for our lives. With LHM, we can realign with those plans so that diseases and disharmonies resolve and we can live the lives we came here to live. That is so profound. You know, for these past 23 and a half years that I've been broadcasting Seeing Beyond, Lynn, we've talked a lot about purpose in life. And I say that when we've truly found our purpose in life, we won't have to worry about having the energy for it because the passion will drive us. The passion will provide the energy. But speak to why it's so important that we get to why we are here and what happens if we don't.
Well, what happens if we don't? Let me see. It seems that many people don't get to that point. It seems that they become disenchanted with life. They get depressed. They're anxious. They're unhappy. They're perhaps even angry. They can feel that something's not right. People can feel it. They know when things aren't working out like they should. But the problem is that no one in society is saying, maybe it's because you aren't living your soul plan.
Right.
Our society is saying, hey, why didn't you take some pills? Maybe you're depressed. Or maybe it's your husband's fault. He's a jerk. Or what you need is a new job that you make more money. That's it. That'll solve your problems. But the truth is, what will solve, quote unquote, the problem is to discover what it is that we're supposed to be doing with our lives and then get started. Start moving, head in that direction. And the thing is, usually it's something that we're afraid of. You see, our soul plan is typically inspiring, but also scary. When you got the idea to start a radio show, how did it feel to you, Bonnie?
You know, it felt somewhat scary. It felt exhilarating. And what I've said so many times on the air before is it felt like I had just given birth. I have two daughters who are now adults. I felt like Seeing Beyond was my third baby. She's now, my gosh, 23 and a half years old, but back then she was a baby. And when the going got rough, I can't even tell you how many friends and family members said, maybe you should just quit. I mean, you've got a teaching credential. You can always fall back on that and whatever. And I said, Seeing Beyond is my baby. Are you going to put your baby down because it was awake all last night or because it has colic or because, you know, it has blue eyes instead of brown eyes? No, 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 no. This is my baby. I'm not putting it down.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Exactly. And so you had the inspiration, but you also had challenges, and that's how it's supposed to be. You see, our soul plans typically involve growth. Growth means we have to stretch. There's no other way to grow but change and stretch. And so when in this society, there is a bit of a story that life should be easy, that when we're following our soul plan, it should all fall into place as if by magic, yes?
Mm-hmm.
And that's not been what I've observed. I've observed that things do happen, but that we are still required to stretch and grow, because that's what growth is about. So when we discover our plans, and often we know what it is, they are our dreams, the ones that seem impossible, the things that inspire us and maybe terrify us, but they definitely inspire us, and we start to head in that direction, then encouraging signals will come. It's like little breadcrumbs on the Hansel and Gretel trail. The universe is giving us little signals that say, yes, you're headed in the right direction. Keep going. You can do it. You can do it. And we just keep working with it and try to get the messages more clearly and clear away the blockages and release the things that we're carrying around inside of us that are holding us back. Taking another step, one of the things that my guides once said is, when it feels as if moving forward is impossible because of the challenges and moving backward is a miserable, slow death, congratulations, you're in the game, you're in the point of power. Now, take the courageous step and move forward. Hope, trust, act. Do it. We can all do it.
I love that, Lynn. And what would you say to people who might not believe that they're able to learn this healing art that you are so willing to teach?
I understand that. There is a thought that we have to be gifted in order to work with subtle energy, but the truth of it is that we can all learn how to do this. And the guides... the guides who created this want it to come forth, and so they support the people who want to learn it, really in miraculous ways, to help people get over the humps. And there are, of course, humps, and not only is there higher dimension support, but we've been working with how to teach this now for 5+ years, and we have, it's not like I created the system. The higher dimension beings, the healing beings, created the system of how to teach it. And it leads us step by step, baby step by baby step through the process. And we can all do it. I did not believe this at first, Bonnie. When they said this can be taught, I thought, I don't think so. I don't think so. And so I started just small. I had 3 apprentices, basically, that I was working with, just one-on-one, mentoring through the process, and they got it, which encouraged me to teach my first small class, and they got it. And then let me tell you, some of the people that have come through the program, when they first walked in the door on that first day, I thought, oh, boy, this is not going to go well. And when those people got it, too, I realized... this is natural. We are wired for this. We're all wired for this.
I love that. And you, Seeing Beyond listeners, are so cordially invited to learn this technique yourself. And all you need to do is go to the website lightworkersmethod.com to find out more information about the upcoming weekend classes that will be taking place at the IONS Retreat Center in the Bay Area. Level 1 is November 3rd and 4th and includes channeling guides, angels, light beings, and divine healing energy, working with subtle energy, creating sacred space for healing sessions and for your life, self-care techniques so healing work strengthens rather than drains you. Then Lynn will be back in December because level 2 will be December 1st and 2nd. So again, more information and the ability to register at lightworkersmethod.com. Good news, too, is that you can get one of these sessions from the only San Francisco Bay Area LHM certified practitioner. And in addition, she's going to give all of you Seeing Beyond listeners who call her half off on your first LHM healing session. Her name is Lucy Belknap, and her number is 510-847-8393. That's 510-847-8393. Gosh, Lynn, the time goes so quickly whenever you're on, but we've got about 1 minute left. Where can we get more of you, Lynn?
Oh, goodness. Well, of course, our website, reading the book, Lightworkers Method, Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be, which is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. We have a Facebook page. We have a number of Facebook pages, Lightworkers Method, Lightworkers Healing Method. We have one under our old name, Lightworks Healing Method, but please go to the new page. We have a YouTube channel under my name, Lynn McGonigal, a blog under my name at WordPress, Lynn McGonigal, and a Twitter account under my name, Lynn McGonigal. We try to make it easy to find us, not hard.
Well, thank you so much for that, Lynn. It's always great to have you here with us. And Seeing Beyond listeners, you might want to put another date on your calendar, and that is Saturday, October 20th, when Lynn McGonigal will be our very special guest again from 9 to 10 a.m. Lynn, thank you so much for having been here. Thank you very much for your healing method. I so appreciate our conversations. Thank you.
Thank you, Bonnie. It's a real joy to talk with you.
I'm Bonnie Colleen, and you are Seeing Beyond.